Okay, so I'm here with...
Mike Graham from California.
Uh-huh, and this is?
A Luftwaffe Enigma. And unlike all the other Enigma machines you'll see here today, this one actually has a metal chassis instead of the wooden chassis that you'll see them in.
All right.
It has some other features that make it a little different from the other machines. One of the ways that you scramble the letters on an Enigma to confuse the other side is this plugboard in front called the Steckers. In the wooden machines, there's just a wooden door that closes, and there's a decal that reminds you to close it. This one did two things. One, when I put this panel in, it literally keeps you from being able to read what the Steckers are. The other thing is the Luftwaffe would occasionally take these machines up in aircraft, and this would keep the Steckers from vibrating and coming out of the holes. Another feature is the old Enigmas had a screw here that you had to take out to change the rotors. And this screw obviously could get lost. This one has a captive knob that you can turn that can't fall out, so you can change the rotors and not have to worry about it. Otherwise, internally, this is the same as an Army machine. The rotors are the same as Army rotors. The Luftwaffe did not make very many Enigma. This one was, the year code was 44, so we're towards the end of 44. And yet this was only the 2,192nd machine built. So when you consider they were building them before the war, this company only made 200 or 300 a month compared to some of the ones that were making literally thousands a month. So I think the quality level of the Luftwaffe Enigmas was a little bit higher, because this has not been restored at all, and after 60 years, it's still in remarkably good shape.
It is really good condition.
One way that you check to see whether an Enigma is working correctly is when you press a key, you should hear a nice thunk, and you can see the real advance, and this one, the mechanics are obviously still in very good shape.
Yeah. So, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.